probably when the government actually lets us. And they're, so far they're not, and they're just getting worse and worse and worse. It's just absolutely atrocious. Tom, thanks so much for calling into Grassroots Radio and offering those thoughts. And Tom's absolutely right. Tom's absolutely right. She can go out and get an abortion without telling her parents. She can make all sorts of grown-up decisions before she's 18 when it comes to stuff like that. But this, obviously carefully considered refusal, I mean, this would not be a decision that you take lightly. This, you're told you're going to die. But she still refused to get the chemo because it's hell. It's absolute hell. And going through that is an atrocious experience. So if she chooses not to subject herself to that, why does the state think it has the right to torture her this way? Why does the state think it has the right to do that? There's an article in, I'm not going to find it, NBCNews.com from today. It was by a guy named Arthur Kaplan. He's apparently a bioethicist without an ounce of ethics in my mind. The primary goal in this case is to save a young life. This is a disease where medicine can do that. Admittedly, the treatment sucks, but it works. I hope when judges hear this case Thursday, they tell Cassandra that she needs to get the chemo. Bottom line is that she has, or she ought to have, the freedom to state what is and is not done to her body. I think that is the bottom line. And just because you and I think we know better, it's still not our decision. Freedom doesn't mean anything unless we have the freedom to make what you and I think are stupid decisions. Freedom doesn't mean anything unless we have that. Freedom doesn't just mean that we get to go all the places where they tell us we can go and do all the things where they think it's okay for us to do those things. Freedom of speech is not freedom to talk about the weather. Freedom means nothing until you get to the extremes. And if we don't have it at the extremes, we don't have it anywhere in between either. We've got Kata on the line. Kata, welcome to Grassroots Radio. What do you got for me?
Well, a couple comments. First of all, I'm kind of on a campaign to replace the term the government with the politicians.
Okay.
It's the politicians who are doing this to this young woman, and there's only one word for this, Chris, and it's tyranny.
Exactly.
This is tyranny.
Exactly.
And so, and it's the politicians. You know, the government is not a nameless, faceless entity. It's made up of these politicians and these judges, and it's those people who are performing this act of tyranny against this young woman. And it's wrong in every way.
I cannot imagine how much more wrong it could be to force the will of the judge over her own judgment.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's atrocious. I will endeavor, because you have a really great point there, Kata. It's not some nameless, faceless entity. These are actual people who are doing this to actual other people.
It is, and then actually there are two sides to government. The other side was when we talk about government benefits. No, it's taxpayer-funded benefits. And when you're talking about tyranny, no, it's the politicians.
Right. That's an excellent point. Kata, thanks so much for calling into Grassroots Radio. It's unique. I had not heard that before, but that is a good point. It's an excellent point. The judge sits up there and substitutes his judgment for this young woman's. Substitutes his thought process for hers. He negates her humanity. He negates her freedom. He negates her individuality. He negates her individual rights by saying, I know what's best. You're going to do what I tell you to do. Every tyranny on this planet that we have ever seen, that is the basic thought process behind it. I know what's best. Sit down, shut up, and do what I say. We see it all over the place. We see it all over the place. We see it here in Colorado when they tell us about renewable energy mandates or, you know, red light cameras or internet sweepstakes. Let's talk about that one real quick. We've got a friend of Grassroots Radio, a guy named Trey Franzoy, who owns an internet cafe, and they run internet sweepstakes in there for free hours on the computer and so forth. But it's an internet cafe where you can go in and do stuff like, you know, get your resume put together, apply for jobs, that kind of thing. And they're now running a bill dropped yesterday to close those down. It's a marketing ploy. He should be allowed to market his business the way that he wants to. And that's bottom line. It's his business. He should be able to market it. But big gambling, the gambling entities up in the mountains have decided that they think this is gambling. And so they're going to substitute their judgment, or they're going to buy the judgment of the politicians sitting in the Golden Dome and say, you know what? We want you to get rid of this because it's bad for the community. It's ridiculous. It's tyranny. Bottom line, anytime you are substituting your judgment for someone else's, that is tyranny. I can't think of any other way to say it. You're listening to Grassroots Radio Colorado on KLZ 560. Give me a call, 303-477-5600. I feel for this young lady. I really, really do. She deserves the right to choose how she lives her life. She deserves the right to choose what treatments she receives. If she wants to pursue alternative treatments, there is nothing in the Constitution of the United States that says the government gets to decide what is the quote-unquote best treatment and force that on you. Absolutely nothing even remotely like that. How they came to this decision, and again, yes, this is an extreme case. This is an extreme case. We're talking about freedom on the fringes. It's not until you get to that fringe, you get to that border, life and death, there's a border for you. It's not until you get to that point that you are actually testing the concept of freedom. If you don't get to choose that, then you don't have it. She doesn't own her body. The government does now. And the government has decided how best to take care of it. And they couch it in compassion. They couch it in quote unquote humanity. They make excuses that she's not mature enough to make these decisions. They make excuses that, of course, they are much more mature and much better equipped to make these decisions for her. That is not the point. It is not even remotely the point. The point is she has the right to make this decision herself. She's 17 years old. In 9 months, she'll be 18. And if she is not mature enough to make this decision, then she never will be. She does not own her body. She does not own her mind. The government does. That's tyranny. I want to lighten this up a little. Next, I want to talk about bathrooms, women's bathrooms to be specific. It's you guys are actually going to love this one. So we're going to lighten this up here after the break. And remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can get the podcast at grrc.podomatic.com. You can also download that podcast and share it with your friends. So please do that. I'm Chris Cook. You're listening to Grassroots Radio Colorado on KLZ 560.